Section 1 of Wine, Water, and Song by G. K. Chesterton. Read for LibriVox.org by Phil Chenever. The Englishman. St. George, he was for England, and before he killed the dragon, he drank a pint of English ale out of an English flagon. For though he fast right readily in hair shirt or in mail, it isn't safe to give him cakes unless you give him ale. St. George, he was for England, and right gallantly set free the lady left for dragon's meat and tied up to a tree. But since he stood for England and knew what England means, unless you give him bacon, you mustn't give him beans. St. George, he is for England, and shall wear the shield he wore when we go out in armor with the battle cross before. But though he is jolly company and very pleased to dine, it isn't safe to give him nuts unless you give him wine. End of section 1. This recording is in the public domain. Recording by Phil Chenever, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Section 2 of Wine, Water, and Song by G. K. Chesterton. Read for LibriVox.org by Phil Chenever. Wine and Water. Old Noah, he had an ostrich farm, and fowls on the largest scale. He ate his egg with a ladle, in an egg cup big as a pail. And the soup he took was elephant soup, and the fish he took was whale. But they all were small to the cellar he took when he set out to sail. And Noah, he often said to his wife when he sat down to dine, "I don't care where the water goes if it doesn't get into the wine." The cataract of the cliff of heaven fell blinding off the brink, as if it would wash the stars away as suds go down a sink. The seven heavens came roaring down for the throats of hell to drink, and Noah, he cocked his eye and said, "It looks like rain, I think. The water has drowned the Matterhorn as deep as a Mendip mine, but I don't care where the water goes if it doesn't get into the wine." But Noah, he sinned, and we have sinned, on tipsy feet we trod, till a great big black teetotaler was sent to us for a rod. And you can't get wine at a PSA or chapel or Estinfod, for the curse of water has come again because of the wrath of God. And water is on the bishop's board and the higher thinker's shrine, but I don't care where the water goes if it doesn't get into the wine. End of section 2. This recording is in the public domain.
Section 3 of Wine, Water, and Song by G. K. Chesterton. Read for LibriVox.org. By Ron Altman of Niceville, Florida. And yes, it really is. The Song Against Grocers. God made the wicked grocer for a mystery and a sign, that men might shun the awful shops and go to inns to dine, where the bacon's on the rafter and the wine is in the wood, and God that made good laughter has seen that they are good. The evil-hearted grocer would call his mother ma'am, and bow at her and bob at her, her aged soul to damn, and rub his horrid hands and ask what article was next, though mortis in articulo should be her proper text. His props are not his children, but pert lads underpaid, who call out cash and bang about to work his wicked trade. He keeps a lady in a cage most cruelly all day, and makes her count and calls her miss until she fades away. The righteous minds of innkeepers induce them now and then to crack a bottle with a friend or treat unmoneyed men. But who hath seen the grocer treat housemaids to his teas, or crack a bottle of fish sauce, or stand a man a cheese?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?